The sun hits my cheek, makes its way across the floor, but its warmth can't reach me.
Right, that last song was just Emmy McSwain with Gone, and before that, Namarca with Little Yellow Pill, and before that, Favorite Ex-Girlfriend with If You Insist. I ran out of songs in the Lambs, Lakes, and Ladies theme, but I went with Local, the fourth L. And here's a quick PSA before I am joined by the regulars. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored while in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And now, here are the regulars. How's it going?
It's going great. Yeah,
it's good.
Excellent. Good. And we are missing one, but I assume that he'll be joining us soon. How about we start over here and do our names and instruments?
I'm Adam, and I play guitar.
I'm Jeff. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Jules, and I sing.
Jonathan, and I play the bass.
Here, Jonathan, could you scoot in, A, so I can see your lovely face, and B, so that you are in the microphone. Great, thank you very much.
You got it.
He is a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Translates real well on radio.
The hat thing. He's got a face for radio.
I'm,
we could check that cliche off our list for the night. Awesome.
Yep. Great. So yeah, you guys sounded awesome. This was your second time as a group, at least some of you, coming on to on the town. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have you all in as a full group. How long have you guys been playing together?
Yeah, only
not even a year yet.
Yeah, there was an album I think November of last year, and then that I kind of put together, and then I was like, oh, it would be interesting to, there was an open mic down the street in Harvard, Harvard, Mass. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll play a few songs there. And then, oh, maybe I'll do a Craigslist ad. And Adam came on board in February. So yeah, this is a pretty new band. And Jules just came on 6 weeks ago.
Ish, yeah.
And so yeah, we're working on an album. Well, we're going to start recording it soon. The drummer just did some rough tracks, so that's the next plan. Maybe get Jules a keyboard too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's, we're sort of fleshing things
we're
out
evolving.
But it's yeah perfect.
Nice.
First and time Jules has come on public, so it's good.
Yep. First, right, yeah. I've been locked in a basement for the last 20 minutes.
Maybe let's not lead with that.
The regulars, anything but.
Radio. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And where did you guys come up with the name The Regulars? All right. Was it your?
I think it was kind of a play on, it was just, I don't know, part of it was a play on like the Redcoats, who they called the Regulars. And it was just kind of hilarious that there's these guys walking around with these massive guns and bayonets and like, oh, we're just the Regulars. There's nothing to see here, you know. So I guess that was part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that story.
The historical reference.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I love history. You guys know nothing about me.
You're a man of mystery.
Mystery and history.
Your last name. Mm-hmm. It's just more than I can say.
I rescued her from, a cave somewhere.
That's true.
Did you really rescue if you put her in a basement afterwards?
I didn't say that.
You alluded to it. It's a nice, it's finished.
Well, Jules, while you're the topic of conversation, my dad texted in during the performance and said that your voice reminded him of the singer from The Pretenders.
Ooh, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell your dad thank you. That's awesome.
I'm sure
he's
listening.
He's probably listening. Thanks, Dad.
You just said you wanted to sound like Pat Benatar, so that's
she's definitely
in the same wheelhouse.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And are there any other bands, Pat Benatar, there's one. Are there any bands or musicians, either within your instruments or just as a whole, that inspire you or your work in The Regulars?
Well, Jeff wrote all the songs.
Okay.
So I feel like it's your influences, right, that would be relevant.
Yeah, I wrote, but the cool thing is now we're working on this new album together. So, and even that last album, they can play whatever they want. And it's, we've, improved some of those songs, I feel like. So that's kind of the cool thing. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just I don't really have magical, super interesting. It's just little pieces that fit together. It's usually a melody. I'm not a big lyric guy. You know, I try to make interesting lyrics, I guess. But it's more based on the melodies, and then you go from there and put it to a guitar or something like that. But yeah, nothing groundbreaking there. I know.
Well, everyone does it differently though. Except for the people who do it the same way, but still, it's different than the people who do it the other way.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Oh, yeah. We have O'Brien's Saturday, 12/28, with Memory Lame, The Pleasing Terrors, and maybe The Ghouls. We messaged them today, and they're looking for a backup drummer, so that'd be awesome.
Cool.
Putting them on blast.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we messaged you today.
That's the gauntlet. Where Ryan is now.
I'd like a response before midnight in the next 40 minutes. Yeah, where's Ryan? Where's our drummer? We lost our drummer.
You know, it's...
There's always one member of every band that just disappears.
Wanders off.
Into the sunset, and you don't know where they are.
And they usually hold the drumsticks.
Yeah. It's so true. It's always that, yeah.
Are you guys involved with any other projects?
Not at the moment.
Oh, actually, the drummer is.
Oh, yeah, well, he's about a drummer, so he plays in like five bands.
Yeah, of course.
He's polyjammerous.
So. It's a good one. I have to remember that. Yeah. Like
that. Ryan, the drummer, plays in Gumby's Girlfriend, and then Adam plays another band.
Yeah, I play in a couple. I play in a band called Shepherds. And then we kind of have this project I work on with a friend, Ed, who's the mastermind of it all. And we go and hole up in a barn in Vermont and drink maple syrup and wear flannel shirts and play rock and roll as you do in Vermont by law.
It must be very fast music.
It's very, syrup is heavy, so it weighs you down. Yeah, it's very sweet though. Hey,
unfiltered.
But yeah, that's what I got going right now. What about you, John?
Oh, yes, I have many projects going on. I like to play along to Fish songs in my basement, and occasionally me and my friend Dave pretend that we're rock stars as well, and yeah, that's about it.
Shout out, Dave.
Shout out to Dave.
Good man, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Waiting for Mario Kart at the end there.
Right.
All right, here's one for you. What was the... Sorry if I'm making any of you date yourselves. What was the first concert that you ever went to? To be fair, mine was the Beach Boys. Yeah, there were only three of the original members, but it was
Kokomo
era. It was.
I think it was the Grateful Dead, or some iteration of them, obviously post Jerry.
Mm-hmm. And we come on over.
No, come on.
We got another.
The drummer
chair.
Arrived.
Yeah, we even got headphones for you.
Yeah. So you can hear us making fun of you for wandering off into the wilds of Medford, Massachusetts.
We're going for the first show. Yeah, my first show was Sloan. It was a Canadian band at the Paradise.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I already went. Yeah. Dead.
Grateful Dead.
Oh, wait. Yeah. How did I miss it?
Yeah. I mean, officially, like with my parents, I think I saw like John Denver and James Taylor when I was a kid in Cape Cod and stuff. But of my own volition, probably Lollapalooza 96. I think that was like the Smashing Pumpkins were the headliners, and Tribe Called Quest, and yeah, all of those Flaming Lips. Mm-hmm. That was pretty awesome.
I think probably Pearl Jam. Like probably 98, 97 or something like that. 97?
Nice. Oh, yeah, to date yourself. Mine was Blues Traveler. That's awesome. At the State Theater in Portland, Maine. It was the first concert I went to in like high school with friends, minivan, driving down. Everybody else fell asleep in the back, and me and the driver listened to Frank Zappa cranked really loud all the drive home.
I've seen Blues Traveler.
As have I.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were fun.
Yeah, I mean, this was like height of popularity, too, so it was very far away, and you just go, how does he play all those harmonicas?
Whole vest full.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
I'm very old. Nice. All right, and let's see. Now, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Ryan. I play drums in the Regulars.
He was frolicking outside.
Yeah. Yes. I want to point out he waved. Hello.
I got shades, too. I
think. Oh, there you go. Yeah. He's the cool one.
Yeah.
Excellent. And let's see. We went over I don't know if we did go over any, like, musical influences. Is there any... Any bands that come to mind as references?
I never knew it, but I got into the Replacements in the last year, like, heavily. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah, it's really connected with them. But I don't know. Yeah, what did you guys, like, grow up with?
Maybe. I mean, oh, go ahead.
I got nothing to say.
You got nothing? Animal from the Muppets?
I should go back.
No, I mean...
Go back to frolicking.
I've as long as I can remember, like, loved R.E.M. Mm-hmm. So, Peter Buck was a guitar hero, quote unquote, for me. So, hence all the ripping solos I play. But yeah, that and that's, you know, that was the big one. I like The Who a lot. Again, guitar players that just play guitar and not meedly leads. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm also in the squeakiest chair, I think.
I do try and like grease them every once in a while, yeah. But they're bad.
It's the trick is it's the comfiest looking one, so I took it to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. But the catch is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's just listen to that for 10 minutes. The squeaking. Yeah. Yeah. Really get that mic in there.
Tune all the mics.
Let's get all the mics on there.
We're very serious.
Are you in any musical projects yourself?
I am not. Just this. If I were any better at music, I wouldn't be playing other people's music on air. But I'm very good at listening to it, and that's what counts, I guess, for me. Awesome. Yeah. Do you guys have any favorite quotes?
Quotes?
Oh, yeah. Or favorite lyrics, if anything pops to mind.
My goodness.
I mean, the best... My favorite lyric of all time is from Werewolves of London. Where it says, I saw a werewolf drinking pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect. Mm-hmm. Just to set a standard for how deep we're going.
I like the quote, it's later than you think, because it kind of gives you a little kick to keep creating stuff. Mm. Yeah, that's it.
I can't think of a single anything.
Yeah, no, not a quote guy,
I'm not
guess.
Smart enough to be interviewed on the radio.
No such thing. No such thing. Where do you like to go to find new music?
Spotify.
Are you a I don't even remember what they call it. The
Wrapped?
Yeah. Yeah, how was your Wrapped? Yeah.
It was very good. Somewhat, it called me out in a couple places. I was a little embarrassed, but
did that come out?
It was yeah.
Anything
one.
You want to air
it was
on
like
air
today? Or yesterday?
Was it? Yeah.
It's always like a bunch of my like '90s all in prog rock, and then just like one random, like pop, like The Weeknd or Ariana Grande or something. But it's usually like Tool, Radiohead, you know, just different stuff like that. And then this year it was The Weeknd. I was like, I don't know why that.
That's how they get you.
Called out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I actually get them from stations like this. This is why you guys are so important, because I'll just be like driving around. I barely get the station out in Boxborough, but the station and then BC, and then I'll Shazam it, and then that'll connect me to their albums. And, you know, we found artists like Carolyn Rose and all these people who are, you know, top 10 artists for me. So yeah, the fact that you guys are doing this and you're taking your time, and it's just, I think it's really cool, because there's no outlet for local bands to do this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys make that happen, and you do it in a, you know, really professional, great sounding way. So
thank you.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Shout out to Joel. Joel
oh, yeah.
does a great
yes.
job.
Thank you, Joel. Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joel did an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you guys sounded great too. You know, you need both.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
nice. Thank you.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I feel like the music scene in Boston is weird in the sense of like, I don't even know how to get into it.
Yeah.
That's why I was on Craigslist.
Yeah,
so it's hard
actually,
to be.
That's another way I've been finding music is finding, like, booking this show at O'Brien's and finding these bands is you're finding, like, old people or old bands that play, not old people.
Old people.
You're finding, like, old shows and going through that set list and then go on Instagram and, okay, it's like they have no followers, but these songs are killer.
Mm.
So let's ask them to play. So it's. Yeah, there's totally, like, this underground scene that I feel like is happening. It just seems like it's not happening because of the, you know, big streaming sites and stuff like that. But, if you seek it out, there's, like, really a cool thing happening right now.
Are there any bands that you've found in your research that have really struck you?
Oh, God, yeah. I have so many on the Spotify playlist. But, yeah, Carolyn Rose definitely is...
You showed me Carolyn Rose.
She's
so good.
Yeah, but I actually heard her in Starbucks the other day, which was shocking, but also good for her.
Nice.
What other bands? See, I don't know the names because they just, like, flow through. And, yeah, it's just like, wow, that's such a great song. But then you'll look up and see where they're playing and touring, because I guess that's sort of how they're making the money now. But, what did I hear? Oh, Sub Punch was, I think that was just, like, somebody on Facebook mentioned them, and then listened to their album, and it was great. So, and I saw them play last week. So, local band, you know.
Nice. Where'd you see them?
Where is it? It's the it has an underground spot in Central Square.
Middle East?
No.
No. Oh, the the Cantab.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be the third rail.
Mm.
Yeah, you can feel the subway go by. So yeah, there's definitely something happening right now. It's just I think people have to kind of seek it out a little more. Where in the past it would be on, you know, the FNXs and not late night and even like MTV 120 minutes. But yes. Here we are.
Yep.
Yeah. That's my problem. It feels just like gotta go
1993
out.
In here though.
Yes, when we were here over the summer, and I'll reiterate it now, like it's heartwarming to walk into this radio station and go, some things are as they should be. This place looks like a college radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the murals, actually Joel would probably be able to tell us to date them better, but they've been around for a while. Mm. That is for sure.
You can see the layers of the bands over, like, it's like band archaeology. Mm-hmm. So you can see the ones that are there forever and ever underneath.
Yeah, if you ever really need to find a new favorite quote, these walls are a great place to look.
Free the nipple.
I
that's
see
okay, yeah.
Anti-soup, radically pro-sauce. There you go.
That's a strong stance.
Oh, I think that might be about cereal. Is cereal, in cereal, is that a soup or a salad?
Soup.
I would say it's a salad.
Now we have to fight.
Wait, yeah. Cereal?
Cereal's a salad, yeah.
How?
You eat it too quickly.
Well, no, because if you think about it, a soup, you could have just the broth. And it's still that soup. But with cereal, you need to add the milk as a sauce in order for it to be, you know, that's the salad dressing on your cereal salad.
Ooh, this you is need like more milk.
I was gonna say I'm not even gonna engage in this because I have thoughts. And they told us not to swear. But
so yeah, that might not be what that means, but that's how I took it.
I'm just picturing lettuce swimming in a bowl of milk, and it's upsetting me.
that is an upsetting thought, for sure. Let's see. There's got to be something weird on this.
I think you two should wrestle.
Ooh.
Yeah, that makes for great radio. I was just wondering, are there any other food-related controversies you have that you want to bring up?
Oh, well, yeah. There's the is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm a firm what else no is there? On that one.
No, it's a taco.
It is a taco.
Because the bread is, the casing, the bread is on three sides, like a taco.
That's a new angle.
Yeah. I mean, tomatoes are a fruit, so ketchup blended up, that's a smoothie.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you want to drink it as one, I'm just saying
hot dogs in a
blender. By law.
By law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The FDA, they're like, no, it's but.
What would happen if your instruments suddenly turned into animals? How would you handle it?
That's a good one.
I'm glad you think so.
I'm intrigued and concerned about what the drummer says about this.
Would you continue hitting them?
What kind of animal? That's the question.
That is the question.
To go with what kind of animal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I mean would you that. Do? Yeah.
I don't know. That's a. I never really thought about this before.
What, you haven't?
No.
We went over this and
cracked
it.
I think I do. I think
do you
I
want
do.
Us to give you an animal?
Yeah.
I think I do a cat for the guitar, and I just kind of like give it little squeezes and be like, meow, meow, and like join in.
I feel for vocals, it would be like your vocal folds turning into like. A bug or something like that. That's like horrible.
I was thinking bug too.
That'd be horrifying
for drums though.
Oh yeah, like a giant
like
beetle,
hollow, right?
Yeah.
Like turtles.
Turtles.
Shells.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd play the turtles.
Okay. Yeah.
Turtles. Final answer.
I like turtles.
I'm getting really strong the under the sea yes. moment from Little Mermaid vibes right now. Yeah.
If we could just go around the circle and have everyone say what their go-to karaoke song is. Either end can start.
We're starting here. Usually they're like a Doors or Tom Petty song because people know them and you can sing them after you've had a few and it sounds better.
I think it does. So, until you hear the recording.
Well, that's all that matters. Yeah. Nobody's recording my... I also say karaoke instead of karaoke, and my family gives me a lot of grief for karaoke. That, but I'm sticking with it.
Rightly
so. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Just have something yep. against that second
A. Why? Like, I don't know why it's karaoke. Like that's syllable true. Makes no sense. So I just avoid it.
Okay.
I do "Heartbreaker" by Pat Benatar a lot. Yeah, or "Crazy on You" by Heart.
Oh,
lots of Heart stuff. I just realized.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my go-tos.
I'm going to go Funky Town because it's a lot of dancing. Yeah, in high school, I wish I did this, but it was the talent show, and I was going to have this like paper mache torso, and I was going to roller skate and just sort of like run into it, and it was going to fall apart to Funky Town. Like didn't it. Do it. But it's in my mind.
Yeah. I'm learning so much, Jeff.
We can still make it. There's still time. I Want to Sex You Up. That's the best one.
Can you say that on the radio?
I think you can say that. I mean, they play it. Yeah.
That's, yeah. That's it's a medical term. I think
it's
okay.
It's a medical term.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Who's that by?
I think it's Bobby Brown.
I was going to say, it's either Bobby Brown or Bell Biv DeVoe or something of that era.
I don't really do karaoke anymore. I'm not invited back.
I mean,
he's banned from every karaoke bar in New England.
All right, Ryan, you can sing a song, but you're going last. For me, I mean, we're all of age here, so we're going to admit that it takes a few cocktails for me to do it. But if I'm just singing, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and I used to do a live band karaoke thing, and the only song I can play and sing at the same time is Summer in the City.
Nice.
So those are my two.
You do a nice Hungry Like the Wolf on the... sidewalk in Southbridge.
I would not. Whoa. I would argue nice is not the right word, but
hey, it's karaoke.
Yeah. That's if you're not having fun.
Mm-hmm.
True.
What's your band's spirit animal and why?
Well, Ryan. Turtles now.
Yeah. Turtles. There are all those signs. I don't know. When you guys are coming towards practice, I don't know. Are there signs that say slow turtles?
Mm-hmm.
Or Turtle Crossing?
Mm-hmm. Not my way.
No, okay.
Because we live in the swamp. Or Jeff lives in
the
swamp.
Oh, that's for, I mean.
We visit his swamp.
I was just curious, because also I do find it amusing that they're like, they're slow turtles as opposed to the fast ones. But I just wasn't sure.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. I never agree. You never asked me to be good.
It's like those slow children signs.
Yes,
because you don't have to worry about the fast ones. They're already out of your way. Yeah. they know better.
Jeff has a cat named Elvis. He hangs out with
us. So he's the best. Yeah, he's our spirit animal.
He's our mascot.
I had a dog named Elvis.
Named Kitty, which is just so creative.
That took months.
Workshop that one a lot.
Think tank.
But yeah, no, the cat. I would go with the cat.
I've got a another food one for you. If your band was a sandwich... what would be in it?
Oh my god.
A hot dog.
I thought you were on Team No Sandwich.
Okay, no, but this one is a sandwich. It just has a hot dog in it.
Okay.
Bun and all.
It's the turducken of sandwiches.
God, I never thought about it.
Yeah, a regular duckin'.
I gave my answer.
I feel like a PB&J is the most regular sandwich you can have.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or grilled cheese. Oh,
true. Yeah, I like that.
What kind of jelly, though?
Oh.
Well, what's your go-to?
Grape.
That's a solid choice.
I used to do grape.
Yeah.
All strawberry now.
Yeah, strawberry.
All strawberry.
Yeah.
You've changed as a person.
It's true. You'll hit 30.
Next July. Yeah. Then I'll suddenly wake up, strawberry.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to me?
Well, the real question is jelly or jam?
I mean, I go with jelly. That's
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're taking that sandwich with you, mm-hmm. jam just it sticks better.
True.
Well, you're not making it right.
Butter. That's crunchy.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely crunchy. That's why I said over here is I'm the outlier. I'm like jelly, creamy.
No, I'm with you.
Crunchy.
On both of those. Because by the time you get it, it's all like mushed and garbage anyway. Mm. So,
yeah. And it all ends up in the same place.
I'm so hungry now, actually.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I've got this peanut butter and jelly with creamy peanut butter sandwich, but you can't have it.
In your fanny pack over there.
Yeah. I came prepared.
And if you guys as a band could make a soundtrack for a movie or TV show, what would the movie or TV show be? It could either be one that already exists or just a hypothetical.
It would be called Dead Air.
You could get people that lived in different places and then put them in an apartment in New York and then film them all the time and see what they,
that
you know.
That was so specific. You had that ready.
Call it like the real world or something. I don't
know. The real world.
That's what I'm going for, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you just play Velvet Underground songs. Talking
mm-hmm.
Heads.
Mm-hmm. Would work.
Definitely Talking Heads.
Not the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, I don't know. I always wanted to make a show where it's like melodramatic, but it ends and like the thing doesn't happen. But there's the full 60 minutes is this build up. It's like, oh my god, they solved this problem. It's amazing. But then somebody forgets to do something. So I guess it would be a theme song to that. I usually tell that much funnier, but not tonight.
Are we live?
Sorry,
we turn this over.
Cut.
Oh yeah, okay.
This was a great warm-up conversation. If we could just hit record now, we're ready to go. Right?
Serbia is shutting this down right now.
And so on that, actually, starting from the top, you guys are the regulars. Where can people find you on social media? Where can people find you in general?
Oh yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, Spotify, all the streaming.
Mm-hmm. Usernames?
Oh boy.
If you know, I mean, the regulars is a good place to start. But if there's any more,
it's a favorites on my computer.
Well, hold on. Let me pull up my device here.
Or else I would have called you and not been stranded outside.
What is this social media you speak
of?
The what?
You
were stuck. That's cool. Well, yeah, fill time. I'm searching on.
Oh, I got
Instagram.
Oh, it's the.regulars.band.
There you go.
It is.
Yeah, we do need more followers. I'm just looking at it right now.
We're new.
We're brand new.
We need some help here.
And so you do have some music out already, and you're working on a new album?
Yeah, there's actually two albums. We're working on a new one. And I don't know, it's gonna be like 7 songs or something like that. But yeah, we're pretty excited about it because we've all worked on this together, so it's should be pretty fun.
Nice. Do you have any names, any dates, or just keep an eye on the.regulars.band, right?
Yeah, my plan was always do one album a year, and it didn't happen, but. Because we formed the band, so it's their fault. Yeah. And but the cool thing is now this should be much better than if I was just trying to like do it in my basement like the last one. So
for sure.
But yeah, hopefully, teamwork. I think in the next like 6 months we'll have something finished. Is kind of the plan in my head that they just heard about. Let's get to work.
All right, awesome. Happy to hear it. And you guys are playing at O'Brien's on the 28th?
28th, yep.
28th. Oh. I was like, wow, that's like right in between the two. Mm-hmm. It's got to be one on a Saturday, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Saturday. Nice. Cool. So you guys know where to find them. You guys know where they will be. And do you guys have any words of wisdom to leave us with?
Keep it sassy.
Yep.
All right.
Not any wisdom, but my wife graduated from Tufts, so shout out to Dr. Karen Cloud.
Woo! Yay. Let's go Jumbos.
That's right.
And, are there any local bands that you would like me to play on air? Do you guys have any requests? And if not, I have some songs that I can play, and you can add things to my playlist later.
Can you play the Ghouls so that they'll join our show?
I sure can. Do you have any song requests? Should I play the top one? Love Struck?
Yep.
Cool. Here's Love Struck by the Ghouls. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
was just Winkler with Bazooka Baby. And Winkler's album, Bazooka Baby, is coming out on the 6th. And they're playing a show on the 7th at the Rockwell in Davis Square. And they'll be playing with Salty Greyhound and Bus Crush, two fabulous local bands. And yeah, new album. And I think that I'll be chatting with Justin from Winkler on my radio show, highly recommended, next week, somewhere between 7 and 9 p.m. And also next week, Sam Eastman's going to be coming in. All right. That is 2 weeks ago when Isaiah came in on my show. Sam couldn't make it because his cat got sick. The cat is feeling better, and Sam will be in next week for an acoustic set. And that is on Highly Recommended. And, yeah, bunch of great stuff coming up for On the Town, too. I know that there is a radio show on Christmas. Joel's going to be doing the whole night for On the Town. And I'll be here for Highly Recommended beforehand. Not sure what I'm going to play. Might find a local klezmer band to come on my show. Not sure. Sounds like a lot. But maybe. We'll see. Anyway, go to see Winkler on Saturday if there are still tickets. They are very cool. So excited to hear the rest of the album. This next song is going back to the Ladies and Lakes theme. This is Ripe with a song called Ladies' Night.
Down the line, it's humor to feel loneliness from time to time. I wish I could explain the way you catch the light. Instead, it's will you stay the night? But first, can I just say that beauty really moves me to behave this way? Try to kiss you on the way back home, then ask you, won't you stay?
That was just Laika with Do You Want to, or sorry, Do You Wanna Stay? And coming up next, we're going to have one last song. This one is by Sloth Rust. It is a cover, and a rather cool one. I am Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you very much for listening. I am here every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., and I am on the Town with Mikey D on the first Wednesday of every month. And I'm very excited for the first Wednesday of next month, which will be January 1st. We'll have a very special guest. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Anyway, closing up the night, here is one more. This one's from Sloth Rust.
Imagine me.